The brown-capped rosy finch is a small passerine bird of the Rocky Mountain West known for its dusky pink plumage. But don't let the delicate hue fool you. Rosy finches are hardy creatures that live in the highest altitude of all finches in North America, favoring wind-whipped alpine cliff faces for nests, and spending much of their lives among snowfields and high peaks. Because they prefer isolated alpine habitats, rosy finches are feared to be particularly vulnerable to climate change, and breeding populations are already believed to be declining in places like New Mexico. But there's a lot that scientists still don't know or understand about the diminutive birds. A new long-term and broad-reaching research project aims to change that. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the Bird Conservancy of the Rockies, and the University of California, Santa Cruz have teamed up to conduct a multi-year study on the brown-capped rosy finch. The study will also include the two other rosy finch subspecies, the black rosy finch and the gray-crowned rosy finch. The study entails bird counts, observing finches in their summer habitats, and wintertime bandings in locations across the state.
These are little walk-in tracks, so you put seat at the back, and there's a little trigger that they step on when they walk back into the back of the trap to get the seat, and it just closes the door.
That's Erica Zavaleta, an ecologist and professor from the University of California, Santa Cruz, who is a lead researcher on the project. Zavaleta and two research assistants are working at a banding station at a home near Mountain Village on a recent gray morning. Some 10 birds have wandered into the wire cage traps in the 20 minutes since they have last been checked, and Zavaleta carefully fishes them out, placing each into a cotton bag.
These are all brown-capped rosy finches that I see here, which are the ones that both winter and breed in Colorado.
Brown-capped rosy finches spend much of the year above 10,000 feet, but migrate down to mountain towns in the wintertime to feed, which is how many ended up at this Mountain Village feeder. The birds travel in flocks, and on this day, it's a bonanza as they furiously peck at the birdseed. More than 100 finches gather on window panes, nearby trees, and on the platform feeder to scarf the sunflower seeds. As they eat, many walk into the cages and become research specimens for the team. Once the birds are bagged, they're brought to a table where volunteer Laura Antonelli and incoming PhD student Tim Brown measure and record their weight, sex, body fat, and approximate age before affixing one spindly leg with a tiny blue metal band and letting them go. The project was launched in the spring of 2017 and will continue for at least 5 years. CPW spokesperson Joe Lewandowski says it aims to fill in gaps in understanding of the birds.
You know, how are these birds doing? We don't really know a lot about them. And with climate change, these birds live at a high altitude. How is that affecting their, you know, how they're making a living in Colorado? So, you know, it's important that we maintain all the species that we have, and so that's why, you know, researchers are studying this bird.
The entire study area encompasses both winter banding sites in places like Evergreen and Estes Park, as well as summer field studies in higher sites in Colorado and the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. The idea is to gather the data into a database and analyze patterns, trends, and habits of the rosy finch. Scientists will look at factors like how far they travel, how their young survive, insect food in the high country, summer rainfall and snowpack, and will be examining the effects of climate change closely.
That's a big part of what we're interested in is, you know, for a lot of animals, we know that they are responding to climate change. They're moving or they're declining or in some cases they're increasing. But for very, very few animals, do we really know why? So this seemed like a really good opportunity to not only document what's going on, like whether they're declining or moving or changing in response to the changing environment, but also why.
The team has banded about 700 birds so far this year. The goal is 1,000. And citizen bird watchers can help.
If birders are out there and they're, you know, looking at birds in their neighborhood or while they're hiking, and if they spot one of these colored bands, they can report that.
Zavaleta stresses that in this project, the importance of citizen science can't be understated.
It'd be great for people to know that if they see banded rosies, that's like solid gold. We definitely want to know.
Birders can report sightings to rosyfinchreports@gmail.com. Rosie is spelled R-O-S-Y. Birders are asked to specify locations, species of Rosie Finch, number of birds, and band color, if any.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KDNK, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.